Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me today is Brad Finstead, the president of the center. Welcome to the show.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So lots of things going on in St. Paul as the legislature tries to wrestle with the big hole, the deficit, and seems like there's some progress being made. At least there are some things to wrestle with now. There are some actual bills that have been put forth.
Yeah, the proposals are on the table. You know, this is the time where sausage is being made.
Yeah.
It's not a fun process to watch. A lot of stakes are put in the ground. Positions are out there now. And we've had the Senate and the House both introduce all their budget bills, and they've all passed through committees. They're sitting in conference committee, and I think you'll see a bigger, better picture now of the fight that that remains. On the front of good news, we have an ag and rural development bill that has passed through the conference committee. It was a bipartisan bill unanimously through the conference committee, and the governor now has indicated he will sign that. That's the good news. The bad news is it's about 1% of the overall budget, so that leaves 99% of the budget left. But you know what? We'll take little baby steps towards that end. But
sure.
Yeah, there will be a lot of philosophical debates in the next month.
Do you think to some degree, Brad, that there will be sort of a paring back of budget for like a sort of a long list of things to keep it as fair as possible? Or do you think there'll be more targeted cuts?
Well, you know, in today's world, and I'm going to try to answer this, but in today's world of politics, compromise seems to be a naughty word.
Mm-hmm.
And really, that's what it's going to come down to this session is compromise. You have a governor that has made it very clear that he believes there needs to be new additional revenue mm-hmm. in the state government funding. And you have a Republican-controlled legislature saying, no, we're going to do cuts, cuts, cuts. You know, but really the art of this will be is where people can compromise. What policy issues can they compromise on? What's the overall dollar amount? What is the best number to fund state government? And really, so that compromise then comes into play well if the governor gives up his income tax increases but says we still need revenue. What other revenue options are out there that maybe the Republicans then can look towards? Gambling, fee increases, user fees, those type of issues that will create some more revenue, which then can hopefully keep some programs intact.
It's interesting because this whole thing is being played out on the federal level pretty much identically in a lot of ways.
You know, we like to think we're unique here in the state, but the fact is everyone's broke right now.
Yeah.
Government is broke.
Yeah.
We've been on some, some tough times economically throughout the country. A lot of states are facing the same, if not bigger challenges than we are in Minnesota. But ultimately, it comes down to what reform is and what it means. You know, mm-hmm. how do we keep providing that quality of life in Minnesota, that service-type government that we've all come to know and love and rely on, but how can we do it in maybe a better, smarter, different way that gets us some of the same results, but maybe can do it a little more affordable? That's the $5 billion question.
There
is
go.
How we get there.
Well, thanks, Brad. We'll talk a little bit more about that next week. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.